back, ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces. Lawyer thought of to win the $10,000 lawsuit brought against them by Mr. Neff didn't work out in court at all. Mr. Ace doesn't know it, but it was Jane's fault. She had confided the secret to Mr. Neff's young lawyer, with whom she is very friendly. This episode takes place the evening of that hectic day in court and is in alternate scenes between the Aces' bungalow and the home of Mr. Neff. But first to the Aces, where we find them with Marge. Listen.
And not only does the scheme fall as flat as my lawyer's head, but the judge takes it out on Jane and fines her $50 for contempt of court.
Yes, $50.
What? $50 for contempt of court.
Yes, $50.
What did she do? From what you told me, she didn't do anything that was contempt of court. What did she do?
Yes, what did I
do? He can't do that to her.
Oh, he can't. Well, he has my check to show that he did.
Yes, he has my check.
I haven't missed this day in court. What did she do?
Yeah, what did I do?
I told you, Marge, this brilliant lawyer of mine asked Jane on the witness stand, did Mr. Neff ever make love to you? He had told Jane all she was to answer was, well, and he didn't think that she would have time to get any further because Neff's lawyer would jump up and object. Well, he didn't jump up and he didn't object. So it left Jane sitting there saying, well, and the judge kept saying, well, what? And the lawyer kept shouting, did Mr. Neff ever make love to you? And Jane kept on saying, well, oh, a fine time you pick out to laugh.
Yes, a fine time you pick out.
I can just picture Jeff.
Well, picture me sitting there aging 9 or 10 years, and then picture me having to write that check. Luckily, that half-wit lawyer of mine did get a recess until tomorrow, or I don't know what I would have done.
Well, what did he say, Mr. Kelly, on it?
Oh, he was a big help. He said he guessed the scheme must be no good.
I'll say it's no good.
Yeah, I'll
imagine
say it's
him
no good.
Dragging in a question like that in a lawsuit involving a piece of real estate. What's it got to do with this real estate deal, Mr. Neff, suing you over?
Yeah, what's it got
no,
to do with
don't
this
ask
deal?
Me. All I heard all morning from Kelly was cherche la femme.
Yeah, cherche. What'd you say, dear?
What?
What'd you say?
Cherche. La femme. It means find the woman.
Find the woman?
What does he think this is? A murder case? The man must be mad.
About half as mad as I was when I had to write that check.
Well, it's a good thing a recess was called, Jake. Would have still been sitting there saying, well.
Oh, don't remind me of that picture again.
You mean Mr. Kelly knew about this all the time?
What?
Did you say Mr. Kelly kept saying cherche? What was that again?
Cherche la femme.
Cherche.
It's French, Jane.
Oh, France.
Yes, cherche means, well, literally, find or look for. Got that? Oui.
Oh, isn't that all?
And la femme means the woman. Find the woman. It's a phrase they use in tracking down a motive or a criminal. They say there's always a woman involved. Your Mr. Kelly insisted that it would work in this case, too.
You mean he knew it meant that and he let me do it?
You mean he knew what it meant? Of course he did.
Well, if that isn't nerve.
Nerve, I'll say it is. Only I blame myself more than I do him for letting myself be talked into this ridiculous idea.
Wait a minute. It does seem logical that Neff's lawyer should have jumped up and objected. Why didn't he?
Because he's a bigger sap, I guess, than my lawyer. He's a young punk, probably on his first case. And say, that reminds me. I've seen him somewhere. It got me again today in court. There was something awfully familiar about him.
It's behind me how Mr. Kelly could let me do that if he knew what it meant all the time.
What do you want? What are you talking about?
About Mr. Kelly. He kept saying that in French, and he knew what it meant, and he let me do it.
So what? What are you driving at?
Well, I think he had his nerves.
Listen, Jane, I have my nerves, too. Please be considerate of them. After a day like this in court, please don't sit there prattling like
that. Oh, let her alone. It was just as trying on her nerves.
Well,
more so, probably, when she didn't hear that lawyer object. What is Mr. Neff doing? Boiling, I should say.
I'll say he was. Looked like he was going to spring a collar button any minute. I tried to run after him after court was adjourned for this reason.
You ran after him?
Yes. I wanted to apologize for all that had been going on.
Apologize?
Sure. You don't know what a guy like Neff can do. Why, he might get it into his mind to... Well, he could sue us for defamation of character or something.
Oh, he wouldn't.
Oh, wouldn't he? As mad as he was, he'd do anything. You should have seen him running out of the place.
Running?
Yes, he saw me coming at him, and did he duck? He doesn't want any part of me. Probably had his mind made up to sue us some more right then and there. That's why I wanted to apologize. Why, if I'd have left it to my lawyer, he'd have had this case.
Mr. Neff, I don't understand why you want me to call off the case.
I told you why, you numbskull. They've got something on me.
But what?
Well, I can't tell you. All I can say is they've got me scared. The way that woman sat there and said, well, it was enough to give me the palsy. I was never so glad to leave a courtroom as I was today. She knows something.
But what can she know?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Probably make yourself a nice fee out of that gold-digging woman I just got rid of. I don't want to talk about her.
Oh, then there is a woman.
I don't want to talk about it. No affair of yours. You're just hired to handle this case. No, I'm calling it off. I'm calling it off at any price.
At any price?
At any price.
What do you mean? You forget you're suing them for $10,000. They're not suing you.
Well, I don't want the money. I don't want anything. I don't want to see those people again. Especially her.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Mr. Neff. I think Mrs. Ace is a very charming lady.
Charming lady?
Yes.
Did you see her sitting there on the witness stand this morning with that lawyer there barking, did Mr. Neff ever make love to you?
But I told you I found out they expected me to object, and I played smart. I wouldn't object.
Yes, but what did she do? She sat there saying, well...
Sure, that's when I was supposed to jump up and object. And when I didn't, she was stuck.
Stuck? She wasn't stuck. Not that woman. She knows something. I tell you, I'm calling the whole thing off. You're the lawyer. Now, you get me out of it as quick as you can.
But, Mr. Neff, after all, I have my professional pride to consider.
Your professional
pride? Yes, indeedy. After all, this is my first case. I want it to come to some satisfactory conclusion. I want to win it.
Oh, you want to win it. Say, who's suing for this money? Me or you?
Oh, of course, you win the money, but I win the case. It's a demerit mark against my career if I don't.
A demerit mark you right on the nose if you don't stop talking like that to me. I'm paying the bill for your services. Do just as I say, understand? And I'm saying that I'm withdrawing the charge against them. I'm dropping the suit. I don't want the $10,000. I don't even want the $250 advance I gave her to call sell the property for me. She can have it. Yes, I'll even give her the other $250 I promised her if I have to.
But, Mr. Neff, you forget you're suing them. You don't have to give anything. If it's a settlement you want, I might be able to get them to make some sort of cash settlement out of court and save my face that way.
You're taking a lot of chances with your face right now, young man. Didn't you hear me tell you that I want the whole thing dropped? And at once. Well, you get busy and start getting it dropped. No. Wait a minute. I'll do the dropping. I don't want you messing this up. Now, make arrangements for... Mrs. Ace to meet me at my office and we'll talk it over.
You want to talk it over with Mrs. Ace?
Yes, I do. I don't want to take any chances of anybody else talking to her. See, the way she sat there on that witness stand kept saying, well, you'll have to tell me plainer than that she knows something. I don't mind telling you I'm scared of what she knows and what she can do if she makes up her mind to do it.
And the way Jane sat there saying, well, it looked like she was positively leering at old man Neff. I wouldn't blame him if he sued us for every cent we... Say, I know what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to make him the grand gesture and offer to settle this case out of court.
Settle it? But do you think Mr. Neff will agree?
Oh, I'm afraid to think what Mr. Neff will say. If he's going to be as hard to get to as he was when I tried to corner him this morning. Hey, I know what. Jane.
It's behind me how Mr. Kelly knew about all the time
will
about
you
this.
Stop that. Listen to me.
What?
You know where Mr. Neff's office is, don't you?
Mr. Neff's office?
Yes, you went there when you...
Oh, sure. I was there when he gave me the $250 in advance.
Yes. Now, look. How about you going up there and... Oh, what's the use? You'll mix it all up.
No, I won't. What is it?
You can only do one thing right. Just once in your life.
I will. Now, what do you want there?
Well, look.
Oh,
here's
no,
what...
Ace, wait a minute. Don't you think you ought to consult with Mr. Kelly before you do anything you might be sorry for?
I'll be sorry for what? If I can settle this for half the money I made out of the deal.
What? You're going to hand over $5,000 to old man Neff?
I'd rather do that than face what he can do to us. Why, do you know that he can sue us for...
I still say you ought to talk to Mr. Kelly first. He's your lawyer.
Yeah, fine lawyer. He got us into this. I don't want any part of him. I'm going to do this before he gets a chance to put in his 2 cents worth and spoil it. Now, Jane.
Yes?
Now, here's what I want you to do. Go up to Neff's office.
Now?
No, not now. He's not there. Wait till I tell you. Go up to his office and offer to make a cash settlement. Not a cent more than $5,000. You understand?
Not a cent more than $5,000.
Yes. Explain to him that I made $10,000 on the deal, and I'm willing to split it with him. It's just like finding it for him. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Well, you don't look it. Open your ears for once in your life.
There They're open, see?
Oh. They look open, all right.
Explain to him that you made $10,000 on the deal and you're willing to split it with him. It's just like finding it for him. Isn't that what you said?
Verbatim.
Well, I can't help it. It sounded like
that. Well, that was it. You amaze me.
See, Marge? Go ahead, dear.
That's all. If you'll do this right... Oh, I wish I could do it.
Well, why can't you?
Well, he won't talk to me. I saw the way he ran out on me when he saw me coming towards him in court this morning. Now, look, Jane, we've got only about 3 days to do this. Thank heaven Kelly got us a recess for a few days. I'll ditch Kelly until we put this over.
Oh, every time I think of Mr. Kelly, I get mad.
Oh, forget about him.
I wish I could. But after you told me that he said, what was that, Marge?
Cherchez la femme.
Yeah, find the woman, you said it means.
That's what it means.
And he knew it meant that, and he let me do it. That's the part I can't get over. What does he think we are, rich millionaires?
What are you talking about?
Find the woman. He knew that would happen.
He knew what would happen?
When he asked me that question about, did Mr. Neff ever make love to me, and the judge did it.
Did what?
Find the woman.
Find the woman?
Yes, he knew all the time the judge was going to fine me $50.
Oh,
that's the part I can't get over.
Well, we can understand the confusion. But what now? We learn some rather interesting developments tomorrow when next we meet the Easy Aces.